Hey, this is Alan Weiss, wishing you a happy 2013. That little piece of music you heard is called Strategy, of all things. I thought that might be appropriate to start this. But I'm here to wish you a very, very happy 2013, a happy new year. I want to thank you for your interest in my work, for your support of my work, for coming here to the blog, for visiting my site, for participating in my communities, in whatever way that you do. I truly appreciate it. I want you to remember that resolutions fail because they're not instantiated. And that is, resolutions are made, but they're not translated. They're not interpreted to become real. They're not planned. And so a resolution is worthless unless you have something in your calendar that conforms to the steps that are necessary to make it happen. So a resolution's nice, but the action plan to make it happen is the critical element. I think that one thing you should think about for this new year is to maintain and even improve your support groups. I'm finding that support groups are more and more important as the world gets crazier and crazier, as volatility increases, as technology changes, as societal mores change. There's a real need to have people whom you trust. And I'm not talking here necessarily about mastermind groups. I'm talking about people whom you can trust, who can give you honest feedback, yay and nay, and on whom you can rely in fair and stormy weather. I think that you should think about, in 2013, maximizing the deductions that you can make. I think it's going to be a horrible tax year in the United States, just a horrid tax year. And so I would look to justify, to create all of the deductions you possibly can for your business. Talk to your tax accountant, talk to your attorney. But if you want to make some investments and changes in your business, I think it's a good time to do it. I think you should also maximize your savings in 2013. For that very reason, you might well need them in 2014. So maximize your savings and maximize your deductions. It's going to be a very tough year tax-wise. We're fortunate to live in this $14, $15 trillion economy, and having to pay a lot of taxes is a pleasant problem. But nonetheless, you need to be prudent. I got some advice many, many years ago in the late 80s from a speaker, of all things, named Glenna Salisbury, who said that the way she gets a lot of things done is to just focus on the thing that's right in front of her first. So she might have 15 or 20 speeches booked. She only focuses on the speech ahead of her. If she's between speeches and she's working on a book, she focuses on that part of that chapter which she wants to write next. If she wants to work on new material, she focuses on that. I've always found that to be great advice. And a lot of you who feel overwhelmed, you feel disorganized, I would suggest you focus on what's directly in front of you next. Stop worrying about something that's going to occur in 3 months or 3 years. Now, having said that, let me remind you of something about this focus business. Short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals all have to start now. If a long-term goal is to write another book, you still have to start writing it now or start writing the proposal now. So I'm not talking about procrastinating or putting things off. Whether they're short, medium, or long-term, what's directly in front of you? Put them in order and get them done. Be judicious in 2013 in terms of whom you listen to, in terms of whom you turn to for advice. This goes back to my support groups, but I'll tell you something. There are simply too many talking heads out there, too many people yakking away who haven't a clue. There are too many people with agendas. They seem to be objective, but they really have agendas that they're pushing. You find this on network television. You find it on the radio. You find it among colleagues. You find it on Facebook all the time. I mean, there are some people on Facebook who are positively scary. And so a lot of people have their own agendas, which they push subtly or aggressively. And there are too many people with obscure initials after their names. You know, the more initials I see after your name, the more suspicious I get. And so all of these pseudo-experts with their pseudo-certificates and their pseudo-approvals walk away, run away, fly away, get away. So be careful about whom you listen to. Don't be afraid to fail. If you're not failing, you're not trying. Fail at a few things in 2013. When someone says, "I've never failed," one of three conditions obtain. Number one is they're lying. Number two is They've never tried anything at all risky because they're scared and conservative. Number three, they failed and they're just too stupid to realize it. So don't worry about people who have never failed. Worry about failing sometimes. You're not failing, you're not trying. You're not stretching enough. And if you have to develop one thing in 2013 for yourself, my advice is you develop your self-worth, your self-regard, your self-confidence, your self-esteem. My suggestion is that you start talking to yourself more positively. You look at yourself as a person of value, and you start acting like a person who can help anyone who comes into their path. If you do that, you'll have a great year for yourself because you'll have a great year helping others. So here's to a healthy, peaceful, and prosperous new year. Thanks for being here. I'll see you again soon. Ciao.